alongside Stamford Bridge, home of the top flight Chelsea Football Club. And years ago, on these very streets, rival gangs of football hooligans used to run amok and fight pitch battles. The thugs claimed to be fans of the clubs, but in fact they were often nothing more than simple-minded hooligans intent on causing as much disruption as possible. Teams with names like Chelsea and, of course, their arch rivals, Millwall, those names became synonymous with football violence and with crowd trouble. Now, the reason for the death of the football hooligan, some people say, was either the rise of the ecstasy tablet and of rave culture, or perhaps that they, the thugs, simply got bored.
You're wrong there, mate. We're not dead. We were just resting. I mean, what did you think? We'd be pilled up and dancing like snuff in muddy fields for the rest of our lives. It's in man's nature to fight. And when the drugs stopped working, we came back to football.
I'll cut you first.
I'll cut you first.